You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. There was this movie that came out that was a filmed version of a play about Thurgood Marshall that premiered in 2006 in theater with James Earl Jones. And then eventually HBO filmed it and aired it in 2011 with Lawrence Fishburne. And this was my first real exposure to Thurgood Marshall as like, you know, I mean, other than knowing what everybody else knows, that he was a very important Supreme Court justice and very involved with civil rights. Like, I really didn't know much about the man. And honestly, I want to just throw it out right from the get-go. Watch that. You can get it on Blu-ray and DVD. You can stream it. You can watch it on HBO Go. It's astonishing and one of the best things Lawrence Fishburne has ever done. It's a one-man play with him as that character, which presents him as this, which he was, this bigger-than-life guy who's really witty and like just super intelligent, very charismatic but flawed. Really great. And then we have this new film about Thurgood Marshall called Marshall, which is fine. Yeah. It's fine. And I think maybe my expectations were raised very high, both about after seeing that play, you know, falling down a wiki hole for hours reading about this guy's life is just so fascinating. But also just the fact that rather than having a more expansive look at his career, this new film directed by Reginald Hudlin, featuring Chadwick Boseman, that's right, the Black Panther, as Thurgood Marshall, focuses on a very early period in his life and one very specific, small, one particular case, one of the first big cases of his career. And I guess maybe it was that limitation of that that I was like, he did a lot more interesting stuff than this.
Yeah, I think I kind of felt the same way. I think we had talked about this feeling, something like a TV movie, a very well-made TV movie. I think this actually helps avoid some of the usual pitfalls of the biopic. Rather than try to cram, you know, an entire life into 2 hours, they go, you know what? We all know this man's important. There's any number of periods in his life that would make for an interesting film. Let's find something that was very early in his career. It was a defining case. And I think because it's a particularly lurid tale, it kind of lends itself to that kind of depiction. There is a bit of a melodrama and a kind of a mystery element that isn't a big mystery, but I think at the time it would have shocked people. Thurgood Marshall, as you mentioned, was a prominent lawyer for the NAACP. He was kind of their star lawyer going all around the country defending people pro bono when there were suspicions that racial motivations were lay behind the prosecution.
Yeah, and this is an age when there wasn't really a lot of success yet by the NAACP in fact doing that.
Correct.
But he was such a rock star that he had actually had more success than anybody else had. And this was kind of a very important case and that involved a black man who had been accused of the rape of a white woman, a rich white woman, had been had a somewhat sordid history himself, but absolutely was swearing up and down he was an innocent man. So Thurgood, as is his wont, was flown away from his wife and you know, spent very little time at home, to be sure, with what he was doing at this point, and to go down there and investigate the case and see if this is one he wanted to take. And he ends up sort of blackmailing, not in a legal way, in a sort of like, you really don't have any choice because you already opened the door to me sort of way, to Josh Gad, who plays a local insurance lawyer, because that Marshall is not a part of the bar in the state, he has to be introduced and approved by a judge, introduced by another local bar lawyer.
He basically needs a sponsor.
Yeah. And when he finds himself in front of the judge, played by James Cromwell, does something very unexpected, said, well, I'll let you stay here on this case, but you're not allowed to say anything out loud.
You can't cross-examine witnesses. You can't object. You can't even speak out loud. So he is essentially shadow directing Josh Gad's character throughout the entire case. And it's a really interesting dynamic between those two.
And it is definitely the saving grace of this film, that dynamic, as they are both pretty electric in these roles. I mean, I think Chadwick Boseman has already proven that, like, he's easily, he's an easy fit into almost any kind of part.
Well, he's one of those actors who is just has that ability to disappear into a role.
Mm.
And I think right now, he's not a household name yet. I think that's going to change once Black Panther hits. And for those of us who've already seen him in other things, we already knew that this guy had the goods. Now, he manages to, it should be worth pointing out, that he does not look anything like Thurgood Marshall.
No.
It's almost distracting. And yet, from the moment he's on screen, he just completely commits to that character in a way I prefer, rather than just throwing makeup on the guy and prosthetics and trying to make him look like a waxworks of a once living being. He simply plays the character. And he does so in a way that he gives you the sense that Thurgood Marshall is the kind of guy who is used to being the smartest man in the room,
mm.
but not being acknowledged as such. And so when he has an opportunity to sort of browbeat people into respecting him, he relishes it. He plays him as a character who's brash, almost to the point of arrogance. And yet, because Bozeman is so charming, because Thurgood Marshall's cause is so just, and because ultimately his motivation is to get justice served, you just fall for the guy.
Oh, that's all exactly right.
You know, Marco. Bozeman is just, you just go, I'm going to follow you whatever you do.
Yeah, it's, and a lesser actor, I think, would not have been able to straddle that line effectively because, yes, he's incredibly egotistical about his own abilities, mm-hmm. but in that weird situation we never see Sherlock Holmes in where,
right.
Oh God, what's the famous, like, trial lawyer who had a long television series about
him? Oh, Perry Mason.
Perry Mason.
Yeah, no one ever goes, Mr. Mason, just sit in your chair over there and try not to interrupt.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
You know, he's like, usually given some deference.
But he's the guy that continually surprises people by how incredibly smarter he is than them, including Josh Gad. Although, like I said, Josh Gad would have been well within his rights to have been permanently pissed off at this guy.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, like, but he, along the way, starts to really realize that I'm working with this guy who is going to be a legend, assuming he lives long enough to be one.
Yeah.
You know?
And there is some genuine concern for that because as Gad, the character he plays, discovers, just being involved in one of these cases makes you a target.
And they certainly tie in the fact that around this time, World War II is going on. Josh Gad and his family are Jewish, and they're dealing with hearing reports of, like, the atrocities that are being reported back to America over there. So there's a certain amount of, and like, open prejudice towards him as well. They find a certain amount of connection based on that alone. But there's that whole, I have an established practice. We're doing very well. If I get attached to this, it's going to damage that practice. That is, like, definitely has something bigger to say about people being afraid to say and do the right thing when it might impact them directly, which
right.
is understandable, but it needs to be said that's
exactly kind of
what's happening.
Pushed and forced into fighting for the cause of justice. And, you know, and he is a reluctant participant at first. The idea is always that, well, I'll help you get started so far. And then, you know, at some point, I'm just going to step out and you take over.
Yeah.
And they end up having to just sort of really deal with one another. That byplay between those two characters is very strong. I think that's also, there's great chemistry amongst the cast. I mean, this is a great cast.
It really is. You've got Kate Hudson playing the rich white woman who has been, quote unquote, raped. You have Dan Stevens, who I think overplayed his hand here. He's definitely a bit of a mustache twirler as the prosecution attorney.
Yeah, he definitely was the heavy.
They're doing the fast-talking Southern lawyer type thing, even though he's from Connecticut.
Right.
You've got James Cromwell's the judge, who honestly, you know, just has to do what he has to do. They don't really get into his character other than insinuate he wants to be he clearly is a guy who believes in the law, but he's also deeply influenced by racism, like a lot of
right.
other white people.
Not to mention the fact that, you know, it's pointed out repeatedly that his best friend is the father of the prosecutor.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there is no way, there's no way that this could be a fair trial. And that is why Thurgood Marshall goes there.
And
just during the jury selection, it becomes obvious that they are going to not allow a single black person on that jury.
And then you have Sterling K. Brown, who is playing the
yes.
defendant, who's one of those guys you're like, who is that? But then when you see him, you're like, oh, I know who that is. He played Christopher Darden in the People versus O.J. Simpson American Crime mm-hmm. Story, where he won an Emmy Award for. He was in, he's in, plays Randall Pearson on This Is Us. which he won his second Emmy Award for. And he's one of those guys who's just been in a lot of stuff. And you're like, oh, that guy's great. I like that guy.
Yeah.
And I suspect is going to be a bigger name. I don't think this is necessarily the movie that's going to propel him to that level. Because ultimately, the problem with this film, as you said, it just plays like a good TV movie.
Yeah.
But something that is hardly... feels like with everything that is going on that it's not even close to as good as it should be. There doesn't seem to be a lot of vision by this director, which didn't really terribly surprise me. Reginald Hudlin is a guy who's been known as an actor and a producer, and he has directed a lot of stuff, but most of it was like his big feature film breakout was House Party, which is a cute movie, but you know, and then Boomerang, and let's see, The Great White Hype, and The Ladies Man, God Help Us, and Serving Sarah. You know, I mean, he's not exactly a guy who's great at subtlety, to be sure, and there's very little that is subtle about this film. But I will give it props that they're definitely trying to, as best as they can, in ways other than what's completely obvious, to find relevant points to make about racism as it exists today.
Yeah, it does connect with certain issues that are happening. I mean, not too long ago, there were stories about, you know, there's still people on death row or in prison today who are protesting these juries that could use any excuse whatsoever to eliminate a black person from the jury pool on the flimsiest of pretenses. Mm-hmm. And so that scene in particular, which is an extended sequence in the film, just as they're trying to pick the jury, and you see Thurgood Marshall kind of playing three-dimensional chess here, trying to pick the right personalities within this very limited selection he has. As I pointed out earlier, that there is a bit of a mystery element to this film. I think that's one of the reasons why this particular story was chosen. It has that sort of hook to it. I don't think a modern audience would find it very shocking. But when the reveal does come, you go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I see why they picked this story. It's not a simple, no pun intended, this is not just a black and white, open shut case.
You kind of have a good feeling from the get-go this is where this is going to go.
Right.
Just from expectations of having watched a lot of court dramas
sure.
and things, you're like, okay, this is the least surprising way that this thing is going to go. And sure enough, that's exactly where
it
goes.
And yet the characters, I think Kate Hudson in particular, is allowed to be a sympathetic character. You realize that there's folks in this film that have passed, even the defendant, as you pointed out, you know, has a bit of a shady past. He's not on the surface a guy you would necessarily want to believe.
Yeah.
And of course, Dan Stevens' character is going to hammer that home.
Yeah.
That this guy is clearly lying, that he's clearly a rapist with murder in his heart.
Well, you mentioned Kate Hudson being a sympathetic character, which I thought was one of the more interesting things to attempt, but that ultimately felt a little ham-handed because I get that you had to say something,
She does get a motivation.
It's hard to make it completely feel like organic inside the story. Essentially, there's a point where Thurgood is talking to one of the people who's putting him up there, where he's staying, a woman, and she is like, so you're telling me you need to find a way to prove that this woman lied about being raped by this guy. It's like, is that ever okay to tell a woman she was lying about being raped? It's like, you'd need to know exactly why she would lie about being raped
if you're
going to do that.
There is a moment, and again, we're venturing a little close to spoiler territory, so I'll be careful. But there is a moment in the second act where Thurgood Marshall meets a woman in a bar and she says something to him that gives him that aha moment. He goes, yes, now I see how this
happens.
It's
Sherlock
a totally
Holmes,
random character.
For Sherlock Holmes, you would have seen a bunch of words floating in the air around him.
And it's one of those moments where I thought, I see why they did that. I don't know if that's historically accurate, but it feels like a screenwriter's contrivance.
Mm.
You know, there are some moments where you feel like, okay, some of these beats are familiar. They're out of a playbook, but they are being, you know, they're being applied to a story that is worth telling. It certainly looks good. It's a handsomely shot and designed film. But yeah, as a piece of cinema, it's not going to blow anybody away. That's not what this movie's trying to do. It's trying to tell an important piece of history and do it in an entertaining way and give a lot of great actors room to just chew the scenery. And in particular, Chadwick Boseman an opportunity to disappear into the role and just create this legendary character before our eyes. So I really enjoyed it.
Going to your final thoughts.
I
think that sounded like
I was kind of leading towards that. Yeah. I don't want to belabor the point, but I think I like this movie a little bit more than you did. I do think it is kind of like a TV movie, but a better than average TV movie. I think the real reason to go see this film is the cast, particularly Bozeman, and just, you know, an entertaining piece of history with still relevant points about our current situation. I give this film 7 out of 10 future Supreme Court justices. Actually, if I were clever, I would have said 7 out of 9 future Supreme Court justices.
Indeed. But unfortunately, you're not. So
I'm not clever.
Yes, you are.
If I were, I'd be Thurgood Marshall.
Don't be not Thurgood Marshall. And be humble. yeah, I like I said, I thought this was really like elevated almost only by its performances, and specifically Chadwick Boseman and Josh Gad. While everyone is fine in this, those two are, it's only when those two are together that this thing really sparkles. Because otherwise, it definitely feels like a made-for-TV movie courtroom drama. And courtroom dramas have to have something really special about them, or they just kind of sit there, quite frankly. I mean, we haven't had a really great one in it, like that really super stood out in quite some time. And I don't think this is the exception. This is just another notch on Chadwick Boseman's belt of like acting credentials that like, oh, of course I'm going to play Thurgood Marshall. Who wouldn't want to, given the chance? You know, I mean, the guy's like, man, Boseman's all about like, what other famous black historical characters can I play at this point? You know, and he seems to be the go-to guy for that. He's always good at it. And he also generally is in mediocre films where his performance is great, like 41, which is a totally mediocre film, but he's great in it, playing the great baseball Jackie Robinson. Came out of this like, meh, it was all right. It's fine. But, you know, once again, go watch the HBO one. You're going to learn a lot more about this fascinating guy, and you get to see Lawrence Fishburne give a performance of a lifetime in it. I give this 5.5 out of 10 jazz records playing in the background, because there's a lot of that. I did like that feature, though.
I did.
I'm always up for a movie that has a jazz record playing in the background.
I do like that they go to Minton's, which is one of the birthplaces of jazz, but that's where you get into the TV movie things. Like, oh, look, why, hello there, Langston Hughes.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah, there
get it.
Is a Langston Hughes appearance.
Zora Neale Hurston.
Come on,
wonderful
down
to see you, Dora. Come over here and meet my friend Thurgood.
Why is this happening?
Does everybody introduce themselves with their full names?
Everyone historical all knows each other. It's like when you go, if you were to time travel back in time, you go to like, you know, any given person from an era. It's like, oh, so you know this other famous person. What, you think we all know each other? Like, I'm from New York, I must know everyone else from New York? Well, actually,
if they're part
know.
Of the Harlem Renaissance, then it's possible. But needless to say, this is an okay movie. Worth checking out, but I wouldn't go see it opening weekend. See it on Netflix.
It's an okay movie. I guess it's worth checking out. See it on Netflix.
OneOfUs.net has been your one-stop shop for all things geek for years. But there's a side to them many of you have never heard. The subscription side. Subscribe and listen to great podcasts like The Breakfast Pub, The Original Gentleman, and the Watch a Movie With Us series. Head on over to oneofus.net and don't forget your towel.